Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. This past September, Kentucky's annual Shorts Goldenrod Festival once again celebrated one of the rarest plants in the United States. Shorts Goldenrod, a federally endangered species, was found solely in the bluegrass state up until a few years ago. Now Indiana shares their good fortune as the attractive, unassuming plant was found in Harrison-Crawford State Forest in 2002. Short's goldenrod was first discovered in 1840 by Dr. Charles Wilkins Short at the Falls of the Ohio near Louisville, Kentucky. In the 1920s, dam construction flooded the area, and the goldenrod was considered extinct until 1939, when botanist Lucy Braun found the yellow beauties in Blue Lick, Kentucky. Until recently, the 2 square miles around the park were the only known habitats for this species of goldenrod. Growing over 2 feet tall, Short's goldenrod is known for its clusters of tiny yellow flowers that bloom between mid-August and early November. Natural disturbances appear to be necessary. As the past has indicated, fire may have cleared woodland openings, and grazing bison could have been a dispersal vector. It was suggested by Lucy Braun that passing bison may have transferred seeds via the mud in their hair. However, wind dispersal is considered the usual distribution. While we can celebrate the discovery of the rare Short's goldenrod in Indiana, we must also accept the responsibility of protecting it from further habitat loss.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about Short's goldenrod and what can be done to save this endangered species at nature.org/Indiana.